the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And a fine Memorial Day weekend to you. Earlier this month, we learned that Tucson was derived from an Odom Chukson, meaning base of the Black Hill. But who founded Tucson?
Was it
Irishman or a Spanish soldier? Text the answer to 411-923, and we'll be sending you two tickets to Arizona State Parks, good for any of Arizona's 35 state parks, including Granite Mountain Hotshots, that this is the last week of the shuttle service. So if you go up to Yarnell, you can take a shuttle down to it because there's very limited parking. It's on the side of the hill. They actually had to carve out that area to create the parking, and you start the hike back there, from there back to where the Hotshots Memorial is. So this is the last week of shuttle service that's available. You can also download the State Parks app and take it with you and schedule your Arizona staycation. So who founded Tucson? Was it an Irishman or was it a Spanish soldier? Text that answer to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. We're joined in studio by Barbara Hatch, and I had some information wrong. The events going on out at the National Cemetery are scheduled for Monday, not today.
You want to tell us about that just a little bit, what you've got going on out there?
We have a couple students from Veterans Heritage Project who will help lead the pledge, and it's kind of a tradition for us to do that because students in the program, Memorial Day is a special day because we honor veterans. The rest of the students will be up at the Cave Creek Cemetery on Pima Road, almost to Cave Creek Road where they intersect. That starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be up there honoring veterans.
You know, it's one of the things that is pointed out on the website is that part of Veterans Heritage Project is bridging the gap. You know, 1% of the population are military. Most people are disconnected and don't understand. I think it's amazing that there are teenagers out there Memorial Day. This is usually like a swimming day or a barbecue day on Monday, but they are going to be thinking about actual Memorial Day. So, Barbara, let's continue your story. So you've got this idea kind of formulating. It's kind of organically happening. You're inviting veterans in, and then the kids say, let's get the rest of the story, because you only have them for 15 minutes in your class, so you want to know, what's the rest of the story?
So the main piece of the program is to interview the veterans. We archive those, send them to the Veterans History Project. The students write the story, and then we make an annual publication called Since You Asked. I have in front of me book one, which was only Cactus Shadows High School. There are about 62 stories in here, and it's probably about an inch thick. And now we just finished volume 15, and I have the Phoenix One edition, one of four editions, and it's much bigger and has about 95 stories in it. So we grew from one school to 30 schools in Arizona because we need more students to document those stories. We have a very long waiting list of veterans, but you can't get to them if you don't have the students. So every year we get applications from schools because the teacher is willing to take that on and to sponsor a program in their school. And it gives us access to more veterans. Next year will be a salute to the Vietnam War, the welcome home they didn't get. They are finally ready to talk, and we're very, very excited to. We're going to give them a welcome home that they never saw. Because we also have a big reception when the book comes out, and the veterans sit around the room and they sign books for the community. And they feel like celebrities, which is to me what they are. So those are sort of the pieces of our program. Our mission is to connect students with veterans and to honor veterans, preserve America's heritage, and develop future leaders. And the kids are the future leaders. They cannot imagine a time when people didn't honor veterans. They were born after 9/11, kids today. So there's a lot of, their grandparents were in the Vietnam War, which is my generation, so it shows you how much time has passed, but they're very, very geared towards that. And you wanted me to share a story just to highlight that, or do you want me
let's,
to wait?
Yeah, we're getting ready to hit the bottom of the hour here in a minute. Let's just kind of maybe take a minute and talk about what So you're looking for teachers who would like to participate, because it does take time out of their curriculum or whatever, but it sure puts in a lot of value to these kids. Leadership, writing skills, communication skills, public speaking skills.
Technology skills, because the students lay out these stories. So all those things come together. To me, it should complement their curriculum, not... It's to me the best thing I've ever done as an extracurricular, but we also have teachers that teach a class in military history, and so they incorporate it that way.
It'd be a good fit.
It would be a good fit, but for most of them, it's an extra.
Well, we'll have more with Barbara after the bottom of the hour news. What do you think, Irish or Spanish soldier?
I'm going to say Irish.
Irish. You would be right in either case. It was a trick question. So anyone that answered is entered to win. Hugo O'Connor, known as Red Captain or El Captain Colorado, for both his hair color and ferocity in battle.
He was ferocious.
Is considered by many to be the Old Pueblo's founding father. On August 20, 1775, he penned, "I, Hugo O'Connor, knight, Colonel of Infantry in His Majesty's Armies and Commandant Inspector of the Frontiers Post of New Spain, certify that I select and marked out a place known as San Agustin del Tucson as a site of the Presidio. It is situated at a distance of 18 leagues from Tubac, fulfills requirements of water, pasture, wood, and effectively closes the Apache frontier."
Wow.
An Irishman in the Spanish Army. So either way, you were right. We'll pick a random winner here and text you shortly.